Practice number 7, play and laughter. George Bernard Shaw said, "We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing." We know it's hard to schedule time just for enjoyment, but play is important stuff. It's pure sweetness. Playing and laughing are good for our cardiovascular health. They foster bonding with our family and friends. They're relaxing. They promote development of social skills. They're uplifting. They teach us cooperation. They help us learn to manage our emotions. They improve brain function, learning, and cognition. They relieve stress. They enhance healing. They stimulate creativity and problem solving. And they keep us feeling youthful. Build at least a few minutes of playtime and laughter into every day. Tell jokes, tickle, play games, make funny faces, watch funny movies, listen to comedy on your way to or from work, or join a laughing group, people who get together to induce themselves and each other to laugh, and yes, that's a real thing. Full belly laughs are best because they get the whole body involved. Meanwhile, reduce the degree to which you expose yourself to feel-bad media, such as violent and tragic films and news stories. Beyond dedicated playtime, we encourage you to infuse play into your life. Become a playful person. Don't be so serious. Cultivate lightness. It's always available. We have played games to become healthier, games to support more income, and games to make mundane or unpleasant chores more enjoyable. You can do this too. Try asking yourself, how much fun could I have with this whenever you're faced with something that doesn't seem inherently fun? If you get motivated by incentives and disincentives, keep this in mind. If you're going to build in a disincentive to losing, or rather than losing, let's say, winning the least, consider choosing something that you'd feel good about doing anyway, like a community service, a donation to a charity, a way to help a friend, or a task that you've been procrastinating. And if you're the one who has to pay up, make that a game too. Competition can be healthy.
The structure, sweetness, and space of play. Play is sweetness because its main purpose is enjoyment. In the act of play, much of what we've been mentally chewing on falls away, naturally opening space for us to connect, receive, and grow. Finally, the spirit of play is one of the most precious ingredients you could add to your structure. It can make an otherwise boring, difficult, or painful process more bearable. One of our favorite dramatizations of this idea is Roberto Benigni's film Life is Beautiful, in which he plays a father who is imprisoned in a concentration camp with his young son during the Holocaust. By convincing his son the whole thing is actually a game, he is able to shield the boy from the horrors of the experience.
Reflect back on the fun and motivating competitive experiences you've had in your life, and remember times when you worked harder than usual because of a competitive element. As a child, you had less control over the atmosphere of competitive events and some of the little shits that you may have been playing against, but now that you're an adult, you get to choose the conditions of your competitive endeavors. You can keep them healthy and playful, and choose goals of enjoyment and achievement. You may occasionally find yourself in competitive scenarios with others who are decidedly unplayful, but this doesn't mean that you can't keep it light and fun on your end. Remember, play isn't just the specific fun activities you engage in, it's an attitude. When you have the perception that the world is your playground with endless opportunities for exploration and that your challenges are games, well, that's pretty much the definition of a good life.